Two cities linked by catastrophic weather events in the last couple of weeks.
50-mile-per-hour winds, according to Mike Burrish earlier. Feeling every bit of it right now at Jack's Beach.
Houston and now Jacksonville, showing the strength of community amidst devastation.
And this is the other side of Memorial Park. You can see it's completely filled.
On Sunday, both the Texans and the Jaguars played with their respective home cities in mind.
Thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by Hurricane Irma as well as Hurricane Harvey here. At the end of the day, we had to come out here and do our jobs.
The Jaguars did not disappoint.
It's out! It's scooped up by Fowler! Fowler has blockers!
A record-breaking performance.
Can't get away! And Calais Campbell with another sack!
A welcome to the NFL for a future star.
Bortles to Fournette up the middle. Did he get in?
There is pride in Jacksonville on this day. Pride in resilience, pride in community, and pride in the Jaguars. For the first time in a long time, the first place Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
We all play for one name. What's that name?
Jaguars!
What's that name?
Jaguars!
Here we go, baby! Jaguars on three!
A fired up head coach, Doug Marrone, as he should be. An emotional couple of days here in Jacksonville and in Houston as the Jacksonville Jaguars get a 29-7 win to open the season. And now they deal with the emotion of Hurricane Irma aftermath as they arrive back to Jacksonville here on Tuesday afternoon. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everbank Field. You will see the season opener right here. Hopefully this place is packed for Jaguars and Titans. 1 o'clock on CBS 47 on Sunday. Hashtag Jacks as one. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Loggeman. We welcome you to Everbank Field. Mellow Mushroom in Avondale is our usual spot, but they were without power most of the day, as you might expect, so we called a little audible. Of course, our friend Calais Campbell joins us again. I just told him he might have had a sack on his way up here today. He has many a sack to his credit after the first weekend. And, of course, the Jaguars president, Mark Lamping, has joined us as well because moments ago, the news of the day is Mark Lamping and the Jaguars have just made an announcement along with the city and Mayor Lenny Curry that you will play the football game here on Sunday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I know that, you know, the players, you know, performed at such an exceptional level on Sunday, but they had, you know, their mind back on what was happening here and, you know, to make sure we play at home on this Sunday, you know, it's absolutely critical on so many different levels.
I would have to think that playing this game, because, you know, I talked to so many different people, Mark, that those 3 hours, you know, on Sunday provided them a little bit of a reprieve from thinking about Irma and what was happening here.
Well, they did. And, you know, guys like Calais, yourself, you know, you had to go do your job this weekend and you left people behind. And, you know, I think a lot of people didn't really fully appreciate how impactful that was. Jeff, I know you had family back here as well, and to know that everything was okay and then come back and be able to have a normal week here, I think it was really important for everybody.
Calais, how's your family doing now that you've been able to check in with them and you just arrived about noontime today?
Yeah, my family actually, my wife gets back in town later on tonight. So everybody's, you know, safe and sound. But I was really, you know, the fans were with me in the game, with us as the whole organization. And we're out there competing and playing. And a lot of guys were talking about just how important we wanted to win for all the community back here in Jacksonville going through Hurricane Irma.
A couple of other announcements today. Mark Lamping, you can talk about a little bit. $1 million from the Jaguars Foundation to the city and the First Coast Relief Fund on the part of Shad Khan and the Jaguars Foundation. And, of course, 5,000 tickets now going to first responders and residents that were impacted by Irma. Nice gesture by the organization.
Well, obviously, this is all Shad. And, you know, Shad said something very interesting yesterday when we were talking. He says, you know, everybody talks about Jacksonville as being a small market. But it might be a small market, but it has a huge heart. And you really see that in times like this. So, you know, Shad wanted to do something very significant. The $1 million, all that money is going to stay here in the five-county area. It's going to go helping people that need the assistance. But then he also wanted to do something symbolic. And the idea that, you know, we were at fire station number 2 today, talking to firemen there. They've been working 5, sometimes 6 consecutive days, getting very, very little sleep. And if somehow we can give them the opportunity to spend 3 hours on Sunday to set aside a little bit, you know, some of the things that they've been having to deal with, And everyone in this community has been impacted one way or the other. So we want to help all the first responders, those people that have been volunteering, and also just the average citizens of Jacksonville that have had to put up a lot over the last few days. And there's nothing in this community that can bring it together better than Jaguars football. And, you know, I'm sure the players will continue to be inspired to perform well.
Thanks for your efforts. The pride in this city right now is deep with all the recovery efforts. And, of course, with the Jaguars being 1-0, it's a big deal, of course, to the city. I know you haven't even been home yet, so get home. We appreciate your time and have a big game this Sunday.
All right, well, thank you, guys. Great job this weekend.
All right,
thanks.
Mark Lamping, Jaguars team president. Let's talk about the football game. We can finally talk a little football, right?
Yeah.
ten sacks.
Oh, I've never seen a game like that because you guys did tie a league record and certainly a franchise record. And he started early, and it just kind of kept throughout. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, we had big goals. We went into the game with a great game plan, and we figured we had a good chance to be successful. And we don't really be that successful, but, you know, it feels good to, you know, for you to have a goal and then execute it.
Ten sacks, four of them were yours. And your power rush, I absolutely love because they can't stop it. But then when you do something different, they're totally baffled. And they don't know how to react.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, though, it was really our DBs. I mean, the quarterback held the ball for, 4 seconds most of the day, which gave us, you know, plenty of time. And then the other guys, man, they kept collapsing the pocket, you know, as a unit. You know, all four guys just kept collapsing the pocket, and, you know, that's why we had 10 of them.
It's been said so many times going into a year, you want to start fast. Listen, Calais, I know you haven't been around here, but we've heard it so many times, and it just hasn't manifested itself. You guys did start fast. You're 1-0 in first place in the AFC South, and we say that, but it's worth saying because it's been since 2011 that you guys, this franchise, was over 500 and won its season opener. It's a pretty big deal around here.
Yeah, it was, and in the locker room too. You know, guys were, you know, were celebrating a lot and, you know, feeling really good about ourselves. You know, the biggest thing I think it gives us confidence going forward that when we do it right, you know, good things will happen.
So. Okay, so you guys are hearing it now. Boy, what a great job. Pat's on the back. Okay, so now's the time for 10 years in the league for a little perspective, right?
Yeah.
To make sure that, you know, you they always say don't get too high, don't get too low. And
exactly.
As a veteran guy, you're going to be preaching, let's not get too high, guys. Right?
Yeah. The whole time in Houston when we said the extra 2 days, you know, I was going around telling everybody, hey, it's one win, but that's all it is. We got a long way to go.
What is your outlook now? Have you flipped it already? Because you hung out in Houston for a couple of days. I know it's a 24-hour rule. You can enjoy it. We're past the 24-hour rule. Don't mind the city. We're still enjoying it a little bit, the win. But how about you guys? Can you turn the page that quick when you get back on the practice field tomorrow?
You have to. You know, I've already been watching film on Tennessee, and it's a great challenge. You know, a lot of people picked them to win the division, and they're a really good team. I see why. So we have our hands full, but excited for the challenge.
You guys on the defensive side weren't the only linemen to play really well. Your offensive lineman did a phenomenal job. You guys got 10 sacks, but a plus 10 sack differential means the offensive line didn't give up a sack. And Leonard Fournette had 100 yards rushing, and they kind of, I don't want to say they're getting ignored, but so much attention is paid to the 10 sacks. But what a great job by the offense.
Yeah, man. I talk to those guys all the time, and I told them, you know, the way they blocked inspired us. You know, it gave us a spark. You know, and if we can feed off each other and spark each other like that, have a good year.
There's a good feeling around here in Jacksonville. Of course, that home opener coming up at Everbank Field against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Let's check out some of the plays against Houston. Now, a lot of people, some people were without power the last 48 hours. Some people still without power. Not everybody was able to glue to that TV. So let's show them some of the highlights from that game, Jeff, and the Baptist Health game-changing moments. There were plenty of them on Sunday. Tough to pick from. But they used the fullback.
Well, and they used the fullback at the end of a 10-play, 75-yard drive to answer the opening drive in the second half by the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson was inserted, and, you know, they gained a little bit of momentum from that. And so when you respond, that's a big thing to be able to answer. And Calais, you take the momentum right back when you score after they do.
Yeah, that was huge, you know. Offense to come in and match that touchdown just gave us you know, all the momentum right back. You know, football's a momentum game, so it felt good to get that right back.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number two. And how about Deshaun Gibson? He wanted to make more plays in that defensive backfield. He made one on Sunday.
Well, and he got, look, Deshaun Watson, it was not a very good throw by him, and the game was pretty much over at this point. But this made the game plus four turnover differential. And if you look back on the defense, which you weren't a part of last year, as a team defense, only 13 takeaways, and you got 4 in one game. And that's what this game is about, is takeaways and giveaways, and whoever has the best in both categories wins games usually.
Oh, yeah, and we study all the stats, Coach Marone and Coach Wash, and you know, that's been our motto the whole year, is get takeaways and stop the run.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number one. Every time we mention Dante Fowler's name, Calais Campbell usually smiles. This is why, Jeff.
Well, first of all, let's give credit work to Yannick Ngakoue. I'm glad that Dwayne Brown wasn't in that game. He's the typical, usual starting left tackle for the Texans. He was a holdout. Kendall Lamb, I think guys were a little antsy to get up lined up on him, and Yannick made him pay. 2 sack, caused fumbles, and this one here with Dante picking it up and rumbling into the end zone. It's the ultimate thing on defense is scoring.
Yeah. I told those guys that you can only play who's in front of you. So you go out there and you beat who they put in front of you. And those guys went out there and played a great game from the outside. I mean, both those guys are special.
By the way, that wasn't a rumble either. That was a sprint. He showed off some of that athleticism there.
No, look at the end here. You see Yannick push him.
Did he get tired?
He pushes him into the end zone. And I was going, wait a minute, you almost pushed him too hard. Because if you pushed him too hard, he would have stumbled.
Yeah. We talked about that in the meeting room a little bit. I thought he was going to tackle him.
You noticed that. Okay. Hey, we know what else we noticed. The locker room is a happier place after a win. We showed you Doug Marone at the top of the show. Here's more Jaguars All Access after the game on Houston.
I can't tell you how happy I am for you guys. Putting in all the work, all that stuff. All right, you keep fighting, you keep working. All right, these things happen. Hey, do we got things to clean up? Yeah, we'll clean them up. Is this a long journey this season? Remember, it's a long journey. This is just the start, okay, of what we've all talked about.
Little reaction from you, Calais, on that speech. I mean, what's obviously been a lot of locker rooms after wins, after losses. But does it mean something for all the things that the coaching staff preached to you guys in the offseason, in this last month or so of training camp, to see it come to fruition there in one game Sunday?
Without a doubt. You know, and Coach Marone's been setting that up all throughout camp. You know, playing the Muhammad Ali clips about, you know, what's my name, and just talking about respect, and, you know, then just have pride in who we are. And, you know, when, I mean, what's her name? Jaguars. I mean, he had us hyped before the game, and then afterwards it felt good to do it after a win.
I could tell that the energy and the adrenaline was still flowing after Doug talks to the football team, because I come out and do post-game radio. I missed you, by the way.
Yeah.
You got swarmed by a bunch of other reporters before I could get to you. But I went and I've talked with, obviously, Yannick, and then I talked to Brandon Leonard. And you could just, Brandon Leonard was saying, I want to play again. I mean, he was so fired up, he wanted to play some more.
That's good. You know, that's the energy we need, though. It can carry you off, you know. But, you know, as you know, good teams stack them. You have to stack good days, good weeks, and, you know, one game at a time.
Hey, it's been a trying couple of days here in the River City, but take a look over Jacksonville right now, and it's a beautiful evening here at Everbank Field. Of course, the Jags and Titans game still on, 1 o'clock on Sunday. The home opener as the Jags look to go to 2-0. We do have a poll question up, and I would lean toward the guy to my left to answer this poll question. But who was the MVP on Sunday? Calais Campbell had 4 sacks. Yannick Ngakoue, of course, had a big day once again. He's off to a tremendous start in his career. Or Leonard Fournette reaching the 100-yard barrier for the first time for a Jaguars rookie. So a lot of stuff happening on Sunday and a lot of good stuff happening. We're going to the film room next. Jeff Lagerman dissects this offensive line and a little bit more on Leonard Fournette. That is next here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Field Auto Groups. There's a look at the bell, that fourth quarter bell. Hopefully he'll be ringing loud and proud on Sunday here at Everbank Field. A beautiful night for Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Once again, a reminder, usually we're at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. They were without power earlier today, made the decision to come here to Everbank Field, and we've got a beautiful spot. But we'll be back at Mellow Mushroom next week. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell. Big 4-sack game for the Jags and a 29-7 win over the Houston Texans. Calais, be ready now. This guy likes to go to the film room. It's not just Coach Marone watching the film. He does, too.
I love it. Let's do it.
Well, and I was going to go to the film room on Calais, but I figured, you know what, he's going to be all our highlights, so why go to him? So I said, you know what, let's go to the offensive line, because they're probably not going to get enough credit as they deserve. And it was an impressive game by them. In particular was that drive in which they answered the Texans' score at the very beginning of the second half. Very impressive to me. And what I loved most about that drive was the way they controlled that tempo. Leonard Fournette, the offensive line protecting Blake Bortles, and there were 2 critical plays that I absolutely love. Let's take a look in the Baptist Health film room.
Here's a third and eight on that drive. Seven-man protection. You've got to move the chains to make the response. And look at the job that they do up front against five. Count them. One, two, three, four, five Texans that are rushing on this play. Blake Bortles stands tall in the pocket, totally untouched. Finds Hearns across the middle. Nice catch. Move the sticks. And there's a lot of debate. What makes a strong running game? An offensive line or a running back? How about both? Let's take a look at this play. Tell me where Leonard Fournette is going to run the ball. Where's the hole? Well, you got to have faith. And that's the one beautiful thing about Fournette. He envisions the hole. Take a look. Boom. There it is. You talk about a crease. This is about as small of a crease as you could ever have as a running back. And Fournette finds it. That's why he's a top pick.
You know, I love the film, the college film of Leonard Fournette, and it's even better watching his pro film now. And maybe one of the most impressive things about him is that, first of all, he believes in the hole like he did on that last play, but he has subtle moves to make guys miss. But then when guys start to think about those subtle moves and start to kind of square up, he's got the power to mow them down.
Yes, he does.
He's impressive.
He really is. You know, in my opinion, he's just getting started. He can be so much better, and he's already, you know, I mean, that was premier back play right there.
I love when you ask players about other players, and they'll say stuff, but if you watch their facial expressions, it says a whole lot more. When you ask these guys about Leonard Fournette, it's their face that says, look out, this guy could be pretty good. Well, he delivered the other day.
And let me add one thing, because, you know, I think a lot of people were concerned about the running backs as a whole in pass protection, because T.J. Yeldon, that's what he's always been so good at. Leonard Fournette was money in pass protection. I wanted to add that. I didn't put it in the film room because, you know, we all want to watch runners run. But in pass protection, he was extremely solid, and there's nothing probably worse for a defensive end than a 228-pound running back that's good in protection.
He's gotten better. I mean, he started out camp, you know, he had work to do, and he's gotten a lot better. And it's nice to see it show up, you know, when it matters, you know, in the first game, you know. So he's special, man. I can't wait to see him grow.
It's a lot of fun to talk about a Jaguars win, 29-7 over the Houston Texans, 1-0 on the season, heading back to Everbank for the home opener on Sunday. There is a bit of bad news, though. Allen Robinson, the Jaguars' top receiver, will not play for the rest of the season. The impact from Allen's injury, coming up next on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program. We've been talking a lot of tough images over the last couple of days here in Jacksonville, but it is a beautiful night at Everbank Field, and glad to be talking a little football on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman and Calais Campbell, and of all the good things that happened on Sunday, and there were so many good things after a 29-7 win, there was one tough note, and that was Allen Robinson going down with an ACL injury, out for the year, guys.
And I don't know how many times we've seen in football, Calais, where a guy really doesn't do anything significant, where the knee, it just kind of shifts a little bit, and it's an ACL. Very unfortunate for a player that really has worked hard.
Yeah, it's the worst part of the game. And, you know, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, our best receiver. And so it's going to be next man up. You know, we need a whole lot of guys that have to step up to help us just, you know, fill that role, because he was very important for the team.
And, of course, DeeDee Westbrook went on injured reserve, so a little hit early in the season to the Jaguars receiving core.
Allen Hearns, an experienced player. Mm-hmm. My expectation is he will step right into that role. They did sign a very young wide receiver, which is McCaffrey.
Yeah, yes. Max McCaffrey.
One of the McCaffrey. Yes. Max McCaffrey. Okay. Hopefully he's got some of the moves of his brother and their dad.
All right. One more timeout to take here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. When we come back, we'll talk about the home opener against Tennessee. That's next. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Of course, the Jags just got back today. They stayed in Houston an extra couple of days, and they just saw the aftermath of Hurricane Irma at their own homes. Season opener is on Sunday. Jags donating $1 million to the First Coast Relief Fund and giving away 5,000 tickets for Sunday's game on CBS 47. As for the poll question, well, guess who is the MVP of the game? It's a runaway, 78% for Calais Campbell. Did you make that happen? Heck, it's almost your show. You
I saw him voting on his phone. I swear I saw him voting on his phone.
I was voting for Leonard Fournette, but it's okay. You know, I love it. You know, it was definitely a fun game.
Hey, great job on Sunday. Look forward to it again against the Titans on Sunday. That's going to do it for Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. For Calais Campbell, Mark Lamping, who joined us earlier, Jeff Logman, I'm Brent Martineau. Good night.